And let me tell you about another wonderful project that is looking for your help this Mandela Day. Mandela Day, of course, observed the world over on the 18th of July every year since 2009, when the United Nations declared the day the Nelson Mandela International Day. On that day, we're called upon to set aside 67 minutes of our time, of our efforts, of our kindness, of our generosity to realize a difference for fellow South Africans. Education is one of the things that is closest to my heart. And I'm certainly one believer that if we invest enough in early childhood development, we'll have a much better primary and high schooling and even tertiary education product, I suppose, in our children. Chanel Fredericks is the program manager at the Center for Early Childhood Development, joins me on the line now. Chanel, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and thank you. I'm so happy to be with you guys this morning.
We cannot stress enough the importance of early childhood development in a child's life, South African or not.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like you said, it's a very important stage of a child's life. It's basically the foundation, you know, on which that child's future is built on. So that's why it's important for us to invest in this important stage of a child's life.
And are we investing enough in it in South Africa? Do you believe there was, I think it still resides with Department of Social Development at the moment, early childhood development. Some arguments are made that it should reside with the Department of Basic Education, given the important role and function it plays in preparing a grade R learner, in preparing a future grade one learner.
Yeah. So there is supposed to be this transition where it's going to move from DSD to DBE, which is the Department of Basic Education. And to answer your question, no, I think we're definitely not doing enough. I think government's not doing enough. I think there are brilliant civil society organizations that are doing good work, but, you know, it's not just government's responsibility. It's not just the civil society organizations, it's us too as well, just as the common citizen. You know, each of us have a very important role to play in order for early childhood development to succeed. So no, I think the government can be doing way more. I think well done to the civil society organizations that are doing a lot and investing in ECD, but there is so much more that we can do.
Speaking of one of those civil society organizations, tell us a bit more about the Center for Early Childhood Development Center for Early Childhood Development. What do you do?
Sure, no problem. So for the past 25 years, going on 26 now, we have been putting young children first. We opened up our doors in 1994, which was a very historical year for us in South Africa, you know, where we transitioned to being a democratic country. And so the Center for Early Childhood Development, or CECD for short, because, you know, that is a bit of a mouthful, we are a national resource that provides training, support, and advice in the field of ECD. So the focus of our work is really about improving the education and care of children from disadvantaged communities. We also have various programs that we have in place. I'll tell you briefly about some of them. So one of them is an integrated ECD program in which we work with communities to focus on the growth, development, and of ECD centers through mentoring, coaching, providing support to governing bodies, principals, staff, and so forth. So we offer a package of services which includes management and supervisor training, government training, teacher training, infrastructure upgrades, provision of education equipment, and so forth. We also have a registration program where we work very closely with ECD centers in helping them get registered and helping them stay registered. We also have a lovely family outreach program, because we know, I'm sure if we took a dive into certain communities in Cape Town, you'll see a number of children still playing on the streets and not in ECD centers. And we know that not all parents are able to put their children into formal ECD centers. And so we have a lovely colleague, her name is Nontembise Leve, and she runs our family outreach program. She works in a community or an informal settlement called Barcelona, which is located in Guguletu. And so we offer a package of services to families, which includes home visits, parenting workshops, in which parents can learn how to still stimulate their kids, you know, even though they're not in an informal, a formal ECD center. We offer play groups and a support network and sometimes even food parcels to these families. So, yeah, that's sort of the work that we are doing within the ECD sector.
Very important work indeed. Now, for this Mandela Day, you are hosting a SnapScan Mandela Day donation drive-by. What is it, and what are you hoping to do with the money you are hoping to raise?
Yeah, so listen, we know, I know that many people, when it comes to Mandela Day, we're always looking to do something. But, you know, with the pandemic at the moment, it's a bit difficult. We are encouraged to stay indoors and only be out to do essential shopping and so forth. But the great thing about our SnapScan Mandela Day donation drive-by is that you don't really even have to leave your car. All we're saying is that we're going to have, we're really going to create a lovely vibe outside our office. We're going to have balloons, we're going to have music, we're going to have a lovely banner up. When you drive down Rosemead Avenue, you're not going to be able to miss us. You're going to see us there. And we're encouraging people to come through, pull up in front of our offices. We'll have a little snap scan barcode. You know, to get out of your car, you'll snap, do the snap scan application, and then donate towards a very worthy cause. So we know that the High Court ruled that ECD centers can open. However, ECD centers are also mandated by the Department of Social Development to have a comprehensive package of personal protective equipment. However, this costs about 4,000 rand. And, you know, most centers have not been open, so they haven't had an income. And to tell you the truth, 4,000 rand is sometimes what the ECD centers, principals earn, teachers, sometimes even less. So they unfortunately don't have the funds to purchase this PPE equipment. And so we've been running this campaign called the PPE for ECD campaign for the past few weeks now. And so with Mandela Day came up, we thought, let's just turn it into a Mandela Day initiative as well. And so, yeah, the drive-by is contactless. Like I said, you can remain in your car. We also are happy for people to make donations of PPE as well, if they're unable to do the snap scan sort of thing. And, yeah, so we'll be in front of our offices on Saturday from 10 to 12 p.m. And we'll be located outside our office, which is 20 Rosemead Avenue, Claremont. And we look forward to seeing all of you there.
Have a wonderful, wonderful Mandela Day, Chanel. Thank you very much, Chanel Fredericks, the program manager at the Center for Early Childhood Development. And this Mandela Day, if you are in Cape Town, you're invited to drive to Rosemead Avenue in Claremont and go and snap scan for Mandela Day donation drive-by in aid, of course, of the PPE for ECD campaign that the center started a couple of weeks ago.